45 people were killed in a triple bombing in a Damascus suburb. Officials are saying, quote, terrorists detonated a car bomb at a bus terminal. Here are some of the pictures we're getting. And this was followed then by two suicide bombings at the scene targeting medics and onlookers. Let's bring in Jumana Karachi, who is following this. What are you learning about the bombing specifically, Jumana?
Christy, we're getting little information. It's coming through Syrian state media, the Syrian state news agency reporting, as you mentioned, more than 45 people killed and over 100 wounded so far in what seems to be a devastating, massive attack in the Syrian capital, Damascus. According to the Syrian state news agency, quoting Interior Ministry officials, saying that first the attack took place with a car bomb detonated at a bus terminal in Sayyida Zainab. This is a suburb of Damascus, a predominantly area. We know that Shia militias aligned with the regime, loyal to the Assad regime, are present in that area. Following that car bomb attack, when onlookers and medics arrived at the scene, officials are saying two suicide bombers struck that area, and you can see this really high casualty figure that we are getting and we expect could possibly rise in the coming hours. There's been no claim of responsibility so far, Christy, but it is these kinds of attacks that we have seen in the past, whether in Iraq or in Syria, they bear the hallmarks of extremist groups like ISIS or the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, Jabhat al-Nusra, Christy.
You know, it's interesting because we know that this is happening while representatives from Bashar al-Assad's regime are meeting with Syrian opposition in Geneva, trying to have some sort of conversation. The timing of this, you would think, Jumana, is quite significant.
Absolutely, Christy. It really underscores the complexity of the situation on the ground in Syria while you have these talks progressing, taking place in Geneva. The situation, if you look, the groups that are missing from these talks, ISIS, Nusra Front, these are groups that have a lot of power on the ground. They control a lot of territory in Syria, and possibly if they are behind this attack today, as we would expect, again, they still have that ability to strike and cause this kind of civilian casualties. We see these kinds of devastating attacks that we see, and they are not part of these talks. And of course, it could add to the complexity of the situation there in Geneva, with both sides, as we have seen in the past, blaming each other for what they call the terrorist acts that take place in the country. So definitely, Christy, it's very interesting timing with the talks taking place.